RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo distributes Smart Indonesian Card to Tasikmalaya students. President Joko Widodo urges Indonesian people to maintain unity in diversity. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo symbolically distributed Smart Indonesian Card KIP to 1,500 students of elementary and high schools during an event held at the state-run junior high school SMPN 2 on Friday. He said that he urged that the existing budget and funds available in this card should be spent on school-related needs and education. Of the total of 1,500 students, 575 are elementary school students, 238 junior high school students, 133 senior high school students, and 340 students of vocational schools. Besides, other recipients include 40 students of a package study group, 61 of the B package study group, and 113 students of the C package study group. The president emphasized that the funds available in the cards must not be used to buy phone talk time vouchers or to meet other non-educational needs. President Joko Widodo has urged the Indonesian people to maintain harmony and unity amidst the nation's diversity. He said during his speech at the Great Mosque of Tasikmalaya on Friday that diversity in tribes, local languages, and regions is the destiny of God, the law of God which is given to the Indonesian people. Therefore, Indonesia must maintain and take care of the diversity as the nation's power. He shared his thought with the congregations after conducting the Friday prayer with residents. President Joko Widodo views that the nation's wealth of diversity offers great potential amidst competitions with other countries. He also calls for maintaining the spirits of brotherhood among Muslims and expected the people not to harm each other as they remain fellow countrymen. In the midst of the spreading of false news and hate speech, he requests that people not to insult each other, not to vilify others, and avoid slanders. Pertamina Indonesia, in this case Pertamina Lubricant, is exploring the market opportunities of lubricant products in Egypt. During a visit to Egypt on 4 to 6 June 2017, the Pertamina delegation facilitated by Indonesian Embassy held a business meeting with six Egyptian companies. This was said by the trade attaché of Indonesian Embassy Burman Rahman to RRI in Cairo. The meeting was held with companies that have imported Indonesian automotive products such as tires and car rims, as well as with other potential Egyptian companies. He said that Egypt is a potential market for Pertamina.
Mesir dengan populasi penduduk mencapai
Egypt with a population of 92 million people is a potential market for lubricant manufacturers. That is why Pertamina Indonesia plans to market and develop Pertamina's lubricant products to Egypt. Burman Rahman further explained, although currently there are a number of lubricant products sold in the Egyptian market, Pertamina is sure that the products can compete both in terms of quality and price. He also said that Pertamina's delegation led by Andrea Nusa has conveyed positive response from Egyptian companies to Pertamina and was welcomed by Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Helmi Fauzi. It is expected that this visit can be immediately followed up, especially for things that are more technical. Indonesia condemns the terrorist acts that took place in Tehran, Iran, which resulted in 12 deaths and dozens more injured. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Armanata Nasir said that the government of Indonesia, through telephone talks between Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi and her counterpart, has expressed deep condolences and sympathy. In a press briefing held on Friday, June 9 at the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta, Armanata confirmed that based on information from the Indonesian Embassy in Tehran, there are no Indonesian citizens who become victims. Of course, we condemn the incident. Madam Minister, Retno herself has communicated with the Iranian Foreign Minister to express her grief and sympathy and also wishes that all the wounded will be able to recover immediately. Armanata further explained there are 30 Indonesian citizens in Tehran, Iran. The embassy in Tehran also continues to keep pace with the situation and has coordinated with the relevant authorities. Indonesia reaffirms that the acts of terror are an unjustifiable form of crime, whatever the reasons that motivate it, wherever it is done, whenever and by anyone. The Indonesian government calls on Indonesians residing in Tehran to be vigilant and avoid areas prone to terrorist acts. Director of Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU program, Tatsuhiro Beniko to RRI at Angkasa Puri in Malaysia Friday, June 9, 2017, said that he has asked RRI to be the organizers of a seminar or workshop on drama radio by the end of 2017. The appointment of RRI as the organizer of the drama radio festival is due to RRI's experience in handling an international event.
As you know, radio drama is very a sophisticated form of expression of the radio programming, and we would like to share many expertise and experience of many creators of radio drama. And RRI is, we are happy that RRI will be hosting the first this radio drama festival in Indonesia.
According to the plan, Tatsuhiro Beniko added that Radio Drama Festival will be held in November or December 2017. In the meeting, each member of ABU will present the radio drama in front of other members.
And at the same time, maybe we'd like to organize some workshops focusing on making radio drama. For example, maybe we'll make some short drama in front of the participants with the corporations of participants. Maybe this is something very interesting and also a good opportunity to learn how to make drama, a radio drama. So
it is expected that 15 to 20 countries will participate in the Drama Radio Festival 2017. The selections of RRI as the host is viewed from the contributions of LPP RRI to ABU program, precisely in the year 2016 when RRI succeeded in holding the 53rd Annual General Meeting of ABU in Nusa Dua, Bali. In addition to the Radio Drama Festival, Tatsuhiro Beniko explained that RRI will also host the ABU Prize 2017 meeting. There are 6 assessment categories for radio and television. The selection process will take place this June, then the final selection in September, and the announcements of the winners of each category on the sidelines of the General Assembly of ABU in Shandong, China in October 2017. Director of Asian Broadcasting Union ABU Sports Chai Yan Xiang told RRI at Angkasa Puri, Malaysia on Friday, June 9, 2017, that the 29th SEA Games preparation in 2017 is going well, and there are a few challenges due to limited funding for its implementation. However, Chai Yan Zhang continued that after coordination between the organizing committee and the host, the constraints are solved.
The preparation, I think, is quite good. Yeah, it's quite challenging, actually. Because as far as I know, you know, the government, they allocate the limited funds, which was not supposed to be enough to cover everything. But later on, after some coordination between the organizing committee and also the host broadcaster, things are solved. And you can see the preparation is quite good. Yeah, construction, I mean the renovation are going very well. And I think that they're reaching the final stage.
Chai Yan Zhang further said that before the SEA Games starts, ABU Sports Department will conduct training related to sports coverage in mid-August.
Yeah, sports is organizing the training workshop for ABU members, mainly for those attending these SEA Games. That will be organized in August. Yeah, we are planning on that, maybe in the mid of August, right before the opening ceremony. So that they will see, I mean the attenders, they will see like how the IBC operation will be, and also they can learn like how to run sports events, regional sports events like this.
The 29th SEA Games is a big event in the region where it will be a great coverage in history. There are over 30 sports that can be directly covered. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Michelle. What are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Various important events occurring this week have been featured in the editorial of some leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday, June the 9th, wrote governance. The government listens to public criticism regarding the determination of the minimum account balance that must be reported to the Directorate General of Taxes. The regulation of the Minister of Finance that sets a minimum limit of 200 million rupiah account must be reported by the financial institution to the Directorate General of Tax, Races, and Society. Responding to the public anxiety, the Minister of Finance revised the regulation of the Finance Minister and raised the minimum limit from 200 million rupiahs to 1 billion rupiahs. According to Koran Kompas, the steps of the Finance Minister to revise the minimum balance amount from 200 million rupiahs to 1 billion rupiahs must be appreciated. Government heard public objections. However, the question is how the government formulate public policy before socialize it to the public. The governance of public administration and public communication strategy seems need to be addressed. According to Kompas, the draft of unfinished decisions must be kept confidential. On the other hand, the presence of publicly credible government spokesman is urgently needed. Don't let the government's narrative be deflected because of the government's weakness in communicating. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, in this editorial on Wednesday, June the 7th, it wrote civilized social media. It is social media. However, its social function has begun to be questioned because at this time, this media type is dominated by negative content and false news or hoax. Social media, that was originally created as an alternative to mainstream media, is now like moving in the wrong direction. The wrong use of social media is very worrisome, not only wasting means in the modern era that is great for strengthening human relationships. Moreover, the dominance of negative content that is often sprinkled with defamation and hate speech has been proven to spread hostility and become a source of conflict. If this does not end soon, life in the world of social media will become increasingly barbaric. Moreover, this nation in the near future will face two big democracy celebrations, namely the election and then regional head election simultaneously in 2018 and in general election in 2019. The two events certainly need a peaceful country situation, which is cool and trust each other. In that context, the emergence of a fatwa from the Majelis Ulama Indonesia on law and guidance of socializing through social media is clearly a fresh breeze. According to Media Indonesia, the Majelis Ulama or Ulema Councils of Indonesia, fatwa can be entrance of enlightenment efforts in the virtual world. Fatwa is a religious product. History proves religion plays a role in creating civilization. Through this fatwa, religion wants to play a role in creating a civilized social media. Let's end the press review with Sindo newspaper, which in its editorial on Tuesday, June the 6th, wrote food price control. The government guarantees the availability of staple food as well as the supply of fuel oil to meet the needs of the community until the coming Idul Fitri, including rice and sugar. Meanwhile, about the price, Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman claims that there is no problem because it remains in accordance with the government's reference, such as the highest retail price under the Ministry of Trade Policy. To oversee the availability of basic foodstuff, a number of ministries and agencies have always coordinated with each other, including the police. More clearly, the Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita mentioned that the stock of staple foods is in safe limits until the upcoming Idul Adha. Currently, Bulog stock average is for 8 to 9 months. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources said it has prepared a security plan to fuel stocks, especially during the homecoming and returning flow in Lebaran. According to Koran Sindo, all parties expect the government's calculations on the supply of basic necessities and fuel is not mistook. People do not need to worry. Well, that was press review.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start with 10th of June 1942 about the Lidice Massacre. The Lidice Massacre was a complete destruction of the village of Lidice in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, now in the Czech Republic, in June 1942 on orders from Adolf Hitler and result further as Heinrich Himmler. In reprisal for the assassination of Reich Protector Reinhard Heydrich in the late spring of 1942, all 173 men over 15 years of age from the village were executed on 10th of June 1942. Another 11 men who were not in the village were arrested and executed soon afterwards, along with several others already under arrest. 184 women and 88 children were deported to concentration camps. A few children considered racially suitable for Germanization were handed over to SS families, and the rest were sent to the Chelno extermination camp, where they were gassed to death. About 340 people from ladies died because of the German punishment, and after the war ended, only 153 women and 17 children returned. The next ban was in 1947 when an agreement between Indonesia and Egypt was signed in Cairo. First, Indonesian President Sukarno sent diplomatic mission to Egypt as a reply on the arrival of Consulate General of Egypt in Bombay, Abdul Munin, who several months before visited Yogyakarta. The diplomatic mission, which was led by Junior Minister of Foreign Affairs, Haji Agus Salim, has tested Sukarno's support to the independence of Indonesia in international world and signed relation agreement between Egypt and Indonesia. The agreement of relation in politics and trade of the two countries was signed at the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Egypt. Egypt was delegated by the then Prime Minister Nokrashi Pasha, who was also a Minister of Foreign Affairs of Egypt, and Indonesia was delegated by Agus Salim. The signature of the agreement further strengthened the Indonesian sovereignty as an independent state. Egypt is the only country that recognized Indonesian de facto and de jure sovereignty at the time. This agreement was the first victory of Indonesian diplomacy abroad, as well as the failure of the Dutch to prevent the recognition of Indonesian sovereignty abroad. We end with June 10, 2009, inauguration of Suramadu Bridge between Madura Island and Java Island. Suramadu National Bridge is a bridge across the Madura Strait connecting Java Island and Madura Island. With a length of 5,438 meters, this bridge is the longest bridge in Indonesia, consisting of three parts, namely flyovers bridge and the main bridge. This bridge was officially opened by President Megawati Sukarno 14 August 20, 2003 and inaugurated by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on June 10, 2009. The construction of the bridge is aimed to accelerate development on Madura Island, covering infrastructure and economy in Madura, which is relatively behind compared to other regions in East Java. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today, it's on Indonesia continues to increase investment rating. After last month's Standard & Poor's granted investment grade status to Indonesia, confidence in investment conditions in Indonesia came from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD. The results of a recent survey of the main organs of the UN General Assembly in addressing the issue of trade and investment entitled The World Investment Report 2017 and issued on Wednesday, June the 7th, mentions Indonesia ranks fourth as a prospective investment destination 2017-2019. This position rose from 8th place in the same survey last year. In an UNCTAD business survey of a number of multinational companies, Indonesia achieved an 11% response from the total executive surveyed. The service sector is one of the sectors with the highest level of confidence in increasing cross-border or cross-border investment. The Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs webpage mentions that foreign investors also shows interest in industrial zone and special economic zones. Compared to neighboring countries in Southeast Asia, Indonesia is in the top position. Thailand's closest competitor, now ranked 5th, is better than the previous year ranked 14. The Philippines is ranked 10, down one level from the previous year's ranking. Vietnam rose 2 ranks from 14th position to 12th, while Singapore was at the 13th, up 5 stairs from last year at number 18. As for the ranking of the first is the United States, followed by India and China. The survey also said businessmen believe investment growth in Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia, Vietnam, and Singapore, will be better this year and in the future. They are also confident in the future economic improvement will provide strength and increase investments in the next few years. This is because a number of multinational companies in the energy and mining sectors began to recover from illness after 2 years of their business slumped. Therefore, their projection within the next 2 years of investment will increase. Even so, uncertainty is still looming. In the survey, only 41% of executives who become respondents will invest this year. As for 2018, they are more optimistic that 50% of respondents will increase their investment and increase again in 2019 with a total of 53% of executives. The remaining respondents did not plan to enter new markets. However, companies are looking for consolidation to develop investments that have been planted. Increased attractiveness of Indonesia as a foreign direct investment will continue to be accompanied by economic improvement. That way, investment in the next few years is believed to be increasing. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. President Joko Widodo symbolically distributed Smart Indonesian Cards KIP to 1,500 students of elementary and high schools during an event held at the state-run junior high school SMPN2 on Friday. President Joko Widodo has urged the Indonesian people to maintain harmony and unity amidst the nation's diversity. He said during his speech at the Great Mosque of Tasikmalaya on Friday that diversity in tribes, local languages and religions is the destiny of God, the law of God which is given to the Indonesian people. Pertamina Indonesia, in this case, Pertamina Lubricant, is exploring the market opportunity of lubricant products in Egypt. Indonesia condemns the terrorist acts that took place in Tehran, Iran, which resulted in 12 deaths and dozens more injured. Director of Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, ABU program, Tatsuhiro Beniko to RRI at Angkasapuri in Malaysia Friday, June 9, 2017, said that he has asked RRI to be the organizer of a seminar or workshop on drama radio by the end of 2017. The last item, Director of Asian Broadcasting Union ABU Sport Chai Yan Jiang told RRI at Angkasapuri Malaysia on Friday, June 9, 2017, that the 29th Asian Games preparation in 2017 is going well and there are a few challenges due to limited funding for its implementation. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4.
What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Dawet Suro Nathan, typical beverage from Madiun. Stay tuned. Listener, in the month of Ramadan, there are many fresh foods and beverages which can arouse appetite, especially for people who are fasting. When Azan Maghrib is heard, fresh beverage will make you fresh. There is fresh beverage in Madiun, East Java, which is always hunted by culinary lovers in the month of Ramadan. The beverage is called Dawet Suro Nathan. Listener, Dawet Suro Nathan is a legend culinary from Madiun. This beverage has been well known since in long time ago because its delicious flavor becomes favorite to all communities. This beverage, which has been introduced since in the past by all stall in Madiun, has been inherited to the third generation. The stall is located on Jalan Merbabu, Pangonggagan, Manguharjo, Madiun City, East Java Province. Listener, Dawet Suro Nathan is a bowl of fresh beverage which is a mixture of black sticky rice and samsam porridge. Dawet is made from rice flour and tape or fermented rice combined with water of palm sugar and coconut milk. The characteristic of this beverage is that its dawet is made by the owner with recipes of family inheritance. Because of that, this dawet tastes more savory and chewy. Beyond Ramadan, stall of Dawet Suro Nathan has been full of buyers since morning until lunchtime. Moreover, if the weather in Madiun is hot, certainly more and more buyers enjoy buying the fresh and delicious dawet. So is during the month of Ramadan. The fresh Dawet Suro Nathan becomes favorite for iftar. Its savory of coconut milk, which is combined with the sweet of palm sugar can restore your appetite. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, Sarah Ferrari, World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Andika, on Miscellany. In this era of digital revolution, social media has had a huge impact in terms of global communication. Social media is now an important part of our life, ranging from how to socialize every day until how to doing business. Miscellany today is about the Social Media Day celebration. Listener, today, 10 June, Indonesia commemorates the Social Media Day. Not many Indonesian people know about Social Media Day. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics said that there are 79 million active social media users in Indonesia. For the number, Indonesia is one of the world's largest social media users. This data is supported by a large number of Indonesian people. According to this phenomenon, a management and marketing expert, Handi Irawan, sparked the idea of June 10 as Social Media Day. According to Handi, social media users in Indonesia are out of control. Anyone free to choose the type of social media to use. There are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blog, Pad, LinkedIn, YouTube, and many more. In addition, anyone can freely edit, add, modify posts, image, videos, graphics, and various other content of types. The development of social media is really, really fast. This development certainly brings both positive and negative impacts. Positive impact for individuals, families, communities, nations, and countries. It is also very important as a communication medium for business to improve that company's positive image and its products. Listener, social media also has a negative impact because anyone can use social media for negative purposes or inappropriate attitudes and behavior. In addition to positive impacts, social media also has negative impacts in many ways. Among other things, many users are difficult to communicate and interact directly with people around in the real world. So many people, especially teenagers who don't know how to say hello to the people around them. Besides, social media seems to enhance each user to always open social media sites at the first opportunity. are many positive ways that can be done to fill this spare time, such as learning to innovate the information obtained from the internet. It's not just chatting and giving or writing useless comments. Because of this, inadvertently can cause a new impact that its bad writing can spread. Therefore, a good way to deal with social media addiction is to limit the usage. Then, users also need to learn to use social media wisely in order to control its usefulness in a more useful direction. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today's edition with the topic of use social media wisely. We will meet again in another chance with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in regular program Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you a legendary Indonesian music group named Bimbo. To open the encounter in this edition, let's listen to a song called Tuhan or God.
Tuhan. dengan segala perlu. Aku memuja dengan segala doa. Aku jauh engkau, aku dekat engkau dekat. Hati adalah cermin tempat pahala dan dosa. Dengan segala doa,
Listener, that was the song Tuhan by Bimbo. The simple lyrics of the song tells the expression of how people are so dependent on God, the Creator. Therefore, despite the simple lyrics, the song has a deep meaning. Bimbo itself is a music group from Bandung, West Java that was formed in 1967. This music group consists of three brothers, namely Sam, Achil, and Jaka. The works of Bimbo are often of love or social criticism in the satirical lyric. The song Tuhan that you have heard at the beginning of the encounter is the first religious song of the Bimbo music group, created by one of his personnel, Samsudin Harja Kusuma, or better known as Sam Bimbo. In 1973, Sam was doing Friday prayer at Salman Mosque. Suddenly, he felt inner calm and inspiration came. The inspiration was soon formulated by Sam into a lyric. Only within a period of 2 minutes, the song God also received a welcome from the public and is still often present at various momentum, especially religious events until now. Listener, before we go on to discuss Bimbo Music Group, let's listen to another song from Bimbo. entitled Sajadah Panjang. Happy listening, listeners.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buayan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan sujud. Di atas sajadah yang panjang ini diselingi sekedar interupsi. Mencari rezeki, mencari ilmu, mengukur jalanan seharian. Begitu terdengar suara azan, kembali tersungkur hamba. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan ruku. Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya. Mencari rezeki, mencari ilmu, mengukur jalanan seharian. Begitu terdengar suara azan, kembali tersungkur hamba. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan ruku. Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
Listener, that was the song Sajadah Panjang by Bimbo, the song whose lyrics were created by an Indonesian writer named Taufik Ismail, tells of a long prayer made that represents human life from birth to death. The song also mentioned that the most important activity is to worship God, while work and other matters are only a mere interlude. In addition to Taufik Ismail, in making religious songs, Bimbo works with a string of other Indonesian artists and writers such as Wing Karjo and Iwan Abdurrahman. The reason Bimbo collaborated with these artists and writers was to produce a more substantial religious song. At that time, Bimbo also want to make a breakthrough for the Indonesian religious music, so as not to rely on the rhythm of qasidah. Qasidah rhythm is considered less able to penetrate the big city community groups. So, according to Bimbo, it needs a special way for religious song to get to the group, namely by combining qasidah and pop. The results were real. Bimbo religious songs always accompany the public, especially during religious holidays and holy month of Ramadan. Well, listener, that was Music Corner for today that discussed the legendary Indonesian music group Bimbo. To close this encounter, let's listen to two songs titled Bermata Tapi Tak Melihat and Selamat Datang Ramadan. Happy listening and see you in the next edition of Music Corner.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Menangkanlah perang yang besar, menangkanlah jihad yang akbar, berhimpunlah di padang doa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia and join us on Facebook Voice of Indonesia and Twitter VOI Indonesia.